Mishnayis Mesechta Shkolim learned Leilu Nishmas Arelke Basarib Shneir Zalman Menachem Mendel, who passed away on Achrein Shel Pesach Hayalofim Tovshin Ayin. And this Mishnayis is totally studied Leilu Nishmasot Hei Nishmasot Tzurur Betzrei Rachayim. We're going to start with Perek Aleph, with Mishnah Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Be'echot Be'odr Mashmim Al Hal Shkolim. And Rosh Chodesh, Oder, Beis Din would send out agents to all cities to announce that people should bring the half a shekel. This is a half a shekel for Korbanis, the Al Hakilayim. And they would also announce that people should tear out the other types of items growing that mixed in together with the grain or in the vineyards, so to tear them out so they do not become kilayim. B'chamisha osur boy, and on the 15th day in Adar, koydinus amegillah bikrakim, we read the Megillah in the cities that have a wall surrounding them. U'misaknes adrochim, and we fix the roads that people use to travel from one city to the other. Ves hadachayves, and the streets are fixed. Ves mikvayes amayim, and you clean out the mikvahs, the holders that people there should be clean. The water places, the water is kept should be clean. Ve'osim kol tzorchi harabim, and you do all needs that the needs that are the need for the people. And you point out and you place signs on the graves so that people should know that there is a grave in this place, so that a koyin shall not go over there. Af al hakilayim, and the agents of Beis Din would go out also on the 15th day again to tell people to tear out the other types of growing things that is growing together with the grain and the vineyards, so in order not to make kilayim. The Bar Tanura. So Zog the Bar Tanura, Be'echot Ba'odr Mashmim Al Hashkolim, on the first day of Odr, they would announce about the shekels, about the half a shekel. Says the Bar Tanura, Beis Din Sholchim B'chol Ori Yisrael, Beis Din would send in all cities of Israel, Machrizin, they would announce, Sheyaviyu Shekeleihem, they should bring their shekels. Lefi Shebe'echot Bin Nisan Tzorich Lahavi Korbanis Tzibur Mitrum Chadosh. On the first day of Nisan, you need to bring the communal sacrifices from the new gifts. So new gifts were given, and from those gifts, they needed to buy the communal sacrifices. The ksiv, because the pasuk says midr chovches. Zeis eilas chodesh bechodshe lechodshe hashana. So we learn from the pasuk that zeis eilas chodesh chadesh vehavei korban. So renew, so make chodosh, make this oilus a chodosh, make it a new, from new money, truma chodosh, from a new money. V'yalfinon, and when do we do this? We learn out chodshe hashono, it says, l'chodshe hashono, the hocha merishnu lachem l'chodshe hashono, from the pasuk, this is the first month, from the month of the year in Shmoishit Beis, which is in reference to the month of Nisan. So we say that the Zeis Oilos Chodesh, when do you have to bring a new carbon oil from the new Chodesh, b'chodshe, yidos l'chodshe hashono, is on the month of Nisan. Hilkach, and therefore, makdimim shleishim yoim, we proceed 30 days before the first, before Nisan, the Hainu Me'echad Ba'odah, that is from the first day in the month of Adar, which is 30 days before Echad Menisim, L'Hachad is to announce Sheyivu Sheyaviyu Shkeleihem, they should bring their shekels. And then further they would also announce V'ala Kilayim, on the Kilayim, on the different mixtures that are mixed in into the grain, Machrizim, they announce Sheyimatu Hazera, that they should diminish, take away the other zera, the growing thing, the other seeds. Ha'achar, the other seed, outside of the Tvuah, to the extent that there will be less, shouldn't be left over a quarter of a kav lisa, so that the other type should be less than a quarter of a kav for each saw that is from the other grain. Kedetnan bepedik beis the kilayim, like we learned in the second chapter of kilayim, kol saw sheyesh bereva kav mimin achad, any saw of grain that has another quarter kav from a different type, yemad, you should diminish it and make sure that it doesn't have more than a quarter of a kav. But Rabbi Seinu Pirshu, our teachers explained this, that after the zroim have grown, after the seeds have grown, afilu echod be'elef tzarich lakir hakol, even if there's one against 1,000, then you need to rip it all out. The chol trei mili, that because every two kinds, the kol chad luchudei shore, that each by themselves are permissible, v'nesar al yidei taruvis, and it has become prohibited because there's a mixture, lo shayich b'hu bittel. Over there, we don't apply, it doesn't apply there, the concept of bittel to become nullified. The davke bishamin achar mu'urev bishas hazera, but it's only when the other type is mixed in at the time that you're sowing it. Then ain't tzorich, then you don't need kim lamait, only to diminish and keep it in the amount of a reva kav next to a saw. Why? Dimideraisa chad betray bottle, because from the Torah one against two will be nullified. Veloy mikres zoideya kilayim, that would not be referred to, called to as sowing a mixture. Elamipne maris ayin, it's only because of the look of the eye, because marzayin ba'almo, that for that alone, tzorich lamayid, you need to diminish. But after they've grown, lo yishayich bu bittel, you cannot apply there the level of bittel. V'tzorich lakir es hakol, and you have to rip out all. V'lo yishayir elo echad mihaminim, and you can only leave one of the kinds. Further said the Mishnah, v'chamisha osir boi koirin osa megillah bikrakim, that on the 15th day you would read Megillah in the walled cities, in the big walled cities. Dr. Bartanura, hamukofim choyma mimais Yeshua binun, that they are surrounded, and you read on the 15th, and those who are surrounded, a wall from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, and those you will read in the 15th. So the Batanura explains, I did the boy lemisna, since he wishes to teach us. The Chamisha, also be other, that on the 15th of other, Shulchan is Yoishvim bimedina, that on the 15th, there are the Shulchanis, sit in the Medina, in the country. As we'll learn with regards to Shkolim, on the 15th day they would sit down these tables to take the Shkolim over there. So therefore Toninami, he also already learns Kol Masha Yoisim Bebeyoim, all other things that would they do on the 15th, and these are the other things. That's why he brings down here the Megillah and the rest of the stuff. He says also that Misaknes Adrochives Adrochives, they would fix the roads and the streets. And the Bartanura adds, v'hashvokim, and also the marketplaces in Iskalkalo that were ruined b'gshomim in the rain b'meisa chayfer in the winter days. Misaklin oisom, they would fix them. And this is all done b'shvil oyrei regolim, for those who come up for the holidays to Yerushalayim. V'izdem mefarshim, there's others that explain, b'shvil haroitzchim, that the reason for this is for the murderers, hamakim nefesh b'shgogo, who kill a person accidentally, sheyuchlu lanus b'bnei goyel hadam, they should be able to run away before the Redeemer of the blood and Dvarim Yutesu will chase them, so they should find it easy to run away, as the pasuk says, tochin lucha haderech in Dvarim Yutes, that you should prepare the way, make it easy for them, for the murderer to run away and save himself in the city of refuge. What does it mean that mikvah is hamayim, and the mikveh, the holding places, the storage place of the water? says the Bartanurim Nisrabo Behem Tit, if a lot of mortar has been increased in the water, Minaki Noisim, then we clean them out. Vim Nachsar Shir, and if there is a amount that's been lacking, Mamshichim Lahem Maim Shuvim, you bring down to them drawn water, Umashlimim Lioisim Likishir, and you add it to a shir. So, we're talking here about the shir for a mikveh to actually immerse oneself as a, not just a storage place for water, not for drinking water we're talking about here, we're talking about a mikveh. If the majority of the 40 saw was from kosher, then you can add to them drawn water to make up a kosher mikveh. No, I thought that Maim Shuvim would passel B'Shleish Lugim. No, he says if the Rav is kosher, so then you can passel Maim Shuvim be kosher with Rav. So look this up. If Shleish Lugim wouldn't pass Shleish Lugim Maim Shuvim in Mikveh Choser, so, okay, I've looked this up. Ba'isin kol tzorkei harabim. Ba'isin kol tzorkei harabim. And that is, what does it mean, all public needs that we do? That means, kigoyin dinim mominis, monetary laws, vidinim nefoshes, and capital laws, vidinim makis, and laws pertaining to lashes, upidiyas, and the redemption of orchin. When a person says Loshen Erech, he has to pay certain v'charomim, or he makes something chedem, lashem, v'hegdeshes, and vashko soita, and the giving the, making hegdesh, and they're drinking the soita to drink the meisoita, ustreifas pora, and the burning of the cow, tzias eved ivri, and the boring of the eved ivri's lobe of his ear, v'taras mitzoita, and the cleaning of the mitzoita. Purifying of the person who has been plagued with leprosy. And they also send to open up those pits of collected waters, so they should be found for the people, so they should can drink from them in the summer days. All these are the needs of the community, of the public. And they point out and they put signs on the graves, so that those that the kahanim, the priest, and those who make deal with taris should not lean over them, make an oil, and then they will become tame. Who, and what is the sign that they make? Shememachim seed. They melt this pitch, and you pour it around the grave. And during the winter, the pitch would melt. So you have to re-sign it again, make it again, a simon, a sign where it is. Then he says, and they go out, the shluchei bezdin go out again, the agents of bezdin go out, also, to tell people about the kilayim, to tear out or to be memayet, that there shouldn't be more than a reva kav against the saw. Although they've already announced about this on the first day of Adar, they did not rely on that announcement. The Shem kruhu bailim. Maybe the owners did not tear it out. So they would go out, the shluchei bezdin again, they themselves would tear it out for them. Sif Simon Mishnah Beis. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, Barishayin, in the beginning, hoyoikrim, the shluchim, the agents of bezdin, would tear out the kilayim, umashlichim lifneyem, and they used to throw it out in front of the owners of the fields. That when the many people increased those who would do avedas, and they used to sow the kilayim, and when the agents of Beis Din would Tirad Kilayim. So they were happy with this because they would be cleaning out the fields, and the kilayim they gave to their animals. So the Chacham said, "Hayoikrim." So then the agents used to tirad the kilayim umashlichin al hadrochim, and they used to throw it away on the roads. So. And the people still were happy because the fields were made clean by the agents of Bezdin. So Yiskinu, so then the Chacham instituted Sheyu Mafkirin Kol Hasoda Kula, that you should make ownerless the entire field. If the owners did not tear out their kilayim, Bezdin would come up, Bishlucha Bezdin, they would make the Hefker field for anybody who wants to take. The Bar Tanura. So it says that in the beginning, they would tear it up and they would throw it in front of them. Says the Bar Tanura, lifnei balei hasodes, in order of the owners of the fields, kidei sheyis baishu, so they would be embarrassed. But v'hoyu balei sodes smechim, and the owners of the field were happy. Shemenachshim lohem, so the same, that their fields are getting pruned, they're getting cleaned up. Va'oid, and further, shoyu neistim eisum lifnei behemtum, they would give the that tvua that they turn up in front of their animals. So hiskinu, so the Chacham instituted shiyum ashlichim eisum bedrochim, that they should throw it away on the roads. But vadayin hoyu balei sodes smechim, they were still, the owners of the field were still happy. Shoyim and achshin lehem, at least they were cleaning up their fields, so even though they didn't get to feed it to their animals. So eventually, yiskinu, sheyihi mafkirin kol hasodeh, that the agents of Beis Din would make the whole field ownerless, so that anybody can take all of the grain if they didn't clean it up themselves. And the hefker Beis Din, hefker, because Beis Din has the right to declare other one's properties ownerless. Mishneh Gimel. B'chamish Yosher Boi, on the 15th day of Adar, Shulchanos or Yeshim B'medinais, they would set up tables with money in Yerushalayim, and whoever brought coins from his country to give for the half a shekel, they would exchange them for the money that they used in Yerushalayim. And on the 25th day in Adar, Yoshvu b'Mikdash, so they were sitting already in the Beis HaMikdash to exchange the money that they brought in, to convert the money for the money that they use in Yerushalayim. Yoshvu b'Mikdash, once they sat in the Mikdash, Yischilu l'mashchon l'mashkein, so they started to take collaterals from those who had not given yet their half a shekel. As me, Mashkini, by whom do you take the mashkin? Levim would take by Levim, Yisraelim, and they would take the mashkin by Levim and by the Yisraelim, and Gadim by converts, Vavodim Shuchrodim, and Canaanim slave that were freed. All these people need to give half a shekel. But women, slaves, that goyish slaves, and children that are under 20 years old, so they did not have to give machzah shekel. They didn't take a collateral from them because they're exempt. Kol katan shehischil aviv lishkil al yodei, any child whose father began to give a half a shekel for him too, shuv ein epoisek, he's not permitted to stop. And let's say, and if the father dies, the child has to continue giving on his own. Ein memashkin es hakohanim, but you do not take the mashkin by the kohanim for the machzah shekel, medarki sholeim, because of ways of peace, so that the kohanim should not start to fight amongst themselves, because since they themselves bring the korbanos, so for sure they will give the machzis a shekel. Says the Bar Tanura, on the 15th of Adar, they would have tables sitting in Bemedina. So what does it mean, Bemedina? Bemedina means Batanura b'Yerushalayim Yerushalayim. V'ho yumachlifim, and then they would exchange machzis ha-shekel, the half a shekel, la-noshim, to the people, shemivim, kol echod mimad be'yemedinosi, that they would bring from the coin of their country. V'ein yideh kama mehem yetzi l'machzis ha-shekel, and he didn't know how much of it goes for the machzis ha-shekel. So they would come and tell them how much goes machzis ha-shekel. But then on the 25th, Yoshua b'migdash. Now they were sitting around in the Mikdash. Lefi shohoyo hazman miskarev, because the time was getting closer. Hoyeshim b'migdash, now they were sitting in Mikdash kidei sheyimaru lahavi, so that they should quickly give quicker. So by the 15th they would sit in Yerushalayim. Now they're sitting already in the Mikdash. But Rambam Pirish, the Rambam explains, shekolor Yisrael, that all cities of Israel kruim medina is called the country. Ube'asim hachamisha boy. And the 25th day, Hoyeshu b'Mikdash b'Yerushalayim, they would sit in the Mikdash in Yerushalayim. So, Mishi Yoshu b'Mikdash, says the Mishnah, Hischilu l'mashki. They started to take collaterals. Mishi loy havi shikloy, one who didn't bring his shekel. As mim mashkinim, who do you take collateral? Who or collateral? So we say, Levim, Yisraelim, Geirim, Avodim, Shechorim. So, Zogda bar Tanur, la'fuki. This is coming to exclude Manda Omar from the one who says from the opinion Sheim Mashkin is a Levim, that you don't take the collaterals from the Levim. The Ksi, because it says in Shema Islamet, Kol Ha'ever Al Hapikudim, all those who passed through be counted, Biben Esim Shana V'Mailo, from 20 years and up. The Levim Lo Ha'enim Ben Chav Shana, the Levim weren't counted from 20 years, and therefore they thought that's the opinion that says that the Levim did not give the Machtzis HaShekel. But they did not take the mashkin of aloy noshim, but not from the women, because it says v'nosnu ish koifer nafshe, when it says that a man should give the atonement for his soul. That's the pasuk says there. Ksiv v'loy ishim, not women. V'loy avodim, and also not slaves. Says Bar Tanura, the ein avodim chayovim, because women aren't obligated. El b'mitzvah shenoshim chayovim, only mitzvahs that women are obligated. And since the women are exempt, so avodim exempt too. Oketanim, and also minors, afilu hevish teisaitis, even if they had brought the two hairs of signing that they are actually adults, if hupachus ben esrim, if he's under 20, then you did not bring the, you did not give mashkin, you didn't have to bring the machzis shekel, because as I said before, the pasuk says, kol ha'iver al hapikudim. Once you've brought already, says the Mishnah, shuv eini pasuk. He cannot stop. Aviv Mishehizchil. Once his father began to give for the minor, cannot stop. Aviv, when his father dies, who shekel the atzmi, then the son has to take the shekel by himself. Says the Bar Tanura, and you don't take a klal of the kohanim. Although they are also obligated for machzis shekel. And the reason we don't take a mask from them is mipnei darkei shalom, because of ways of peace. The fish, because the service of the sacrifices is upon the kohanim, chelkim lem kavod, we give them, we distribute them this honor, the same kohen aleihem, and we rely on them, shelo ya'akvu es shkileihem, they won't hold back their shekels. And even if they do hold back v'loyitnu, and they don't give, based in masna aleihem, so based in meis a condition to them, she'yilem chelaf avedosim, that this should be in exchange for their work. Kimoi, just like she'noistim, that you would give, you would pay mitrumas halishka, from the donation that's in the lishka, that's in the room where they collect the monies for the all different things, the sharisim leches hakodesh, for all other people that do the holy work, and the mfarish lekamon, as we say later on. So in a way, the kohanim will get paid for this also if they didn't. So that's going to be their pay. So that it's like they're giving the machzis shekel, but they're getting it back. Mishnah Dalet. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, Heid ben Bukhri ben Bukhri testified in the city of Yavne. Kol koin she shoykel, any kohen that gives a machzah shekel ein chayte isn't doing a sin by giving the machzah shekel, because Ben Bukhri holds that a kohen does not really have to give machzah shekel, because since in the Torah it says kol ha'ivir al ha'pikudim, that one who is counted from 20 years that gives has to give machzah shekel, but the kohanim, and so this is true for the levim, they weren't counted from 20 years old, they were counted from 1 month old, so they don't have to give a machzah shekel. So it could have been you might have thought that a kohen that does give machzah shekel is doing a sin, because the korbanis need to be bought from the money of all Jews that they give together, and therefore here that we're going to turn out that the kohen is also going to have a part in the portion of these korbanis. So that's why Ben Bukhri said that since the kohen knows the din that he is exempt from giving a machzah shekel, so he certainly gives away the machzis hashekel that it shouldn't be his, but he says it in a way that it belongs. He gives it in a way that it belongs to all Jews, and therefore there isn't. We're not committing a sin by taking a machzah shekel from a kohen if he gives it willingly. Amar le Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. So Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai said to Ben Bukhri, loy ki, not like you're saying, elokol kohen shein a shekel chayte. But on the other, on the contrary, any kohen that doesn't give a machzah shekel, it's not like he's not doing an avera by giving, but if he doesn't give a machzah shekel, then he has an avera, then he has a sin. And how do we translate the pasuk of kol ha'ivir al pekudim, one who passes to be counted? This is the meaning: kol ha'ivir, anyone who passed over, anyone who passed through the sea. The sea of reeds, which is the Kahanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Al Apkudim, and they were counted, whether it was from 1 month or from 20 years, they have to give a Machzah Shekel. And therefore, if a Koyet doesn't give a Machzah Shekel, he has a sin. Elo Shakoyanim Dershi Mikra Zela Atzman, but the Koyanim, they learned this verse for their own benefit, that they shouldn't have to give a machzah shekel. In the verse it says, "Kol minchas koyen kol tia loy seyochel." All the different minchas, the meal offerings that the kohanim bring, so that should be totally burnt; it should not be eaten. So it means that the kohen's mincha needs to be burned. So the argument is, if they are supposed to give a half a shekel, so that means that the minchas also belong partially to the kohen, because they gave a half a shekel. In other words, that if Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai is correct in his interpretation that the Kohanim do have to give the Machzis HaShekel, so that means that they own part of the Karbonis. So the question is, since the Korban Omer that you bring on Machras HaPesach, and the Shtei Alechem which you bring on Shavuos, and the Lechem HaPonim, and the bread, the Lechem HaPonim that they brought every Shabbos, Shalonu, that also belongs to the Kohanim, they have a part in it, because they participate with the Machzah Shekel, Heich Necholim. So how could they be eaten? This is what the Kohanim argued. But the truth is not so, because the Menachos, that the only the Kohen owns by himself, have to be burnt. But those that were owned in partnership with all other Jews, those are actually eaten. Says Rabbi Yehuda Bar Tanura. Says Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bukhri that he said in Yavne that kol koyin sheshekel ein chayte, any koyin that does give the shekel isn't doing a sin. So the Bar Tanura vav al pi shein chayim lishkoil, even though he's not obligated to give the machzah shekel, b'sal kadaita chamina, and it would enter our mind that you would say im shekel if he is going to give the machzah shekel. Nimtza korb tzibur, korb mishal yachid, then it's going to turn out that part of the korb tzibur has been sacrifice part of an individual, kamash malon, that teaches al deina chayta that he's not sinning. Lifishu meisar oisa machtes hashekel tzibur lagamri, he gives it totally over to the tzibur, and it's not anymore his individual. V'loy chashinon, and we don't worry shemal yigmar lemasra yofi, that he's not. We don't worry that maybe he didn't decide to give it over well, and therefore he still owns it, part of it, and he's not, since he's not obligated, then that would be a yachid part in the amongst the carbon tzibur, which is problematic. But we're saying no, that we're not worried about that. So Kol Koyen says that Rabbi Yochanan Zakai to him the other way around. Kol koyin sheinu shekel chayta, it's the other way around, that if it's a koyin that doesn't give a shekel, he's the one that sins. Ukro duchol oiver al hapikudim dorish leochet, and so he darshens the posik, all those who pass to be counted, not oiver hapikudim, that kol hoiver biyamsuv, anybody who passed through the sea reads the hainu, which is koyinim levim yisraelim, that's the koyinim levim yisraelim shakulam avru es hayom, because everybody went through the sea of reeds al hapikudim, on the counted, which means whether bein oisum shenim levadim, those were counted, either they were counted by themselves from Ben Chodesh, Bein Oisim Shenimna Uim Yisrael, whether they were counted with, together with the rest of the Yitin Trumas Hashem, you should give the Truma of Hashem. Be'af al gavde be'parshas Eile Pekudei, although in the portion of Eile Pekudei, Ksiv, it's written, Be'kes Pekudei Ha'eda, the silver from the counting of the community, was Ma'as Kikar Ve'goymer, 100 kikar l'sheish meis elef, for 600,000 shloish lof megoymer, that is the number of the Jewish people, hahu, that is the count, the number betrumas adonim, who diksiv, that is the gift that was given for the sockets, ubeyoysa truma, and in that separation, that gift, lo yoshevet levi, the tribe of Levi wasn't part of it, avol betruma shel karbonis tzibur, but in the gift that was given for the communal karbonis, hushvu bo kohanim leviim v'yisraelim, so they were equal for the kohanim leviim and yisraelim, and each one had to give. And the Mishnah said that the only reason they learned it is because they, the kohanim, chose to draw, to learn that pasuk mikrozeh la'atzma, as the Bartanura Lahana Osum, that's for their own benefit, and it's not really a drosha, that it's only by Aminchas Koyin alone that the Pasuk says, the Dafke B'Minchas Koyin Levadi, only by Minchas Koyin by himself, Amakro, the Pasuk says, Kolil Tia, that it should be totally sacrificed, V'loi, V'oiso Shiesh Le'bishus V'Natzibur, but not a Mincha V'Koyin that he has in partnership with the rest of the community. So over there, that is eaten, and therefore it doesn't mean that the Kohen doesn't have a part, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says that he's supposed to participate. V'aloche, and aloche is she'koyanim chayovim lit machza shekel, Kohenim are obligated to have a shekel, ve'ein memashkin in oison, and we don't take mashkin from them, we don't force them in the darki sholem, as we learned before in the Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Hei. Although we said that you should not take a mashkin for half a shekel, not by women and not by slaves and not by children under 20, nevertheless, im shaklu, if they gave a machza shekel mekablim biyoda, we take it from them. Ha'oived gilulim v'akos kusi, a non-Jew and a kusi, sheshaklu. If they give machza shekel, a mekablim biyodom, we do not take it from them. Ve'ein mekablim biyodom, and we also don't take from the kusim, kinei zovim v'kinei zoves v'kinei yildis. These doves that zovim, men with the flow and zoves, women with the flow, or women who give birth, that they have to bring their doves, we don't bring them from the kusim. The chato is vashamayis, and we don't take from them a sin offering or a osham offering, aval nadorim nadovas mekablim yodom, but vows and gifts we do accept from the non-Jews. Zehaklal, this is the rule. Kol shen nidar v'nidav, nidav, anything which is a vow or a gift, mekablim biyodom, then you take from them. Kol shein nidar v'nidav, anything which is not a vow or a gift, ain mekabla miyodom, then we don't take it from them. V'cheinu meferish al dei Ezra, and so it is explicit by Ezra, shenemar pasuk says over there, loy lochem velonu libnesis beis elokeinu, not to you and to us is that we should in partnership build the house, which means the beis hamikdash, from Hashem. Says the Bartanura, Mekablim biyodom, we say we do take it from the women slaves and minors. We will accept their machzeh shekel ubitanai, but a conditional sheyimserem litzibur legamri, they should totally give it over to the community, ki heichid loy lahavi korban tzibur, so that the communal sacrifice should not be brought, korim mishal yachid, should not be brought from an individual. So they shouldn't have an individual part over there, but rather it becomes everybody's. What happens to the Mishnah says that from the kusim we won't take doves of the zovim and the zovis. Zok says the Bartanura, the toirim ubnei yoina, the doves and the pigeons shezovim v'zovis mevi'os, that the men or women with the flows they bring. And this part of the din, first it says the goyim we don't take from them, but this part of the halach of the Mishnah with regards to zovim bezovis, that is b'kusim b'vad ma'iri. That's only talking about this kusim. They in zovim bezovis by the kechavim, because there is no zovim bezovis by non-Jews. What is the rule? Kol shenider, said the Mishnah, kol shenider v'nidav mekablim miyodom. Anything that is vowed or gifted, then we can accept from them. The Tanya, because we learned in Abraisa, the Pasuk states, Ish, Ish, a man, man, what is the double lashon Ish, Ish? L'rabis esoiv de kechavim, that is to include the Gentiles, Shenedrim, Nedorim, Nedovas, Yisrael, that they can vow their vows and gifts like a Yisrael. V'ein li elo oilo, but we don't know, there isn't to me, in other words, we don't have evidence, only with regards to an oila, a burnt offering, kiliksiv, because as it says in the pasuk of Ish Ish, it says of Eikrich HaBeis, Ashi Yakriv L'Hashem oila, that they bring an oila. Shlomim Minayim, where do we know the Karm Shlomim? Talmud Leimah, the pasuk says, L'chol Nivdvei Lidreyem, to all their vows. Minayim L'Rabbi So'ifes V'Hamenochis. How do we know that this would also include the pigeons and the libations, the menchas, the gifts that come along, the meal offerings and hayayin and the wine, v'alavoina and the levoina, v'aitzim and the wood, Talmud loymar. Then the pasuk says l'chol nidreim, and then it says l'chol nidveisum. So we learn out that everything that goes along, so saya oilo, saya shlomim. Sai Eifes, Sai Menachis, and Sai Levinus Eitz. V'chein umefurish al yidei Ezra, and so it's beferish explicit by Ezra. K'sherot zakusim l'sayon, when the kusim wanted to support, v'sholchu lahem, and they said, send to Ezra, Nivnei machem, let's build with you, kichochem, because just like you, nidrish lelekechem, we will seek to your God, my yeshivu lahem. What did they respond to them? Loi lochem velonu, it's not to you and us, livnes bayis b'shutzvus, to build a home in partnership, lelekeinu to our God, velochem ein chelek, and you don't have a part, utzudoko, and righteousness zichroin, and our members b'Yerushalayim in Yerushalayim. Mishnevov, ve'eile shechayovim bekalboin, and these people are obligated to give to the addition to the machzis hashekel, a additional coin, which is called a kalbin, so that you should have that coin is given as a payment reward to the one who exchanges the money. So it's levim, the Israelim, the gerim. That's the levim, the Israelim, and the converts. Vavodim, shuchrorim, slaves, goyish, slaves that have been free, avaloi kohanim v'noshim avodim uketanim, but the kohanim and women and slaves that are kananim and children under 20 years, they do not need to give a kalbon in addition to the machzeh shekel. Hashoikel alidei koyen alidei isha alidei eved alidei koten poter. If one gives a machzeh shekel for a koyen or for a woman or for a Evet Kanani, a non-Jewish slave, or for a child. In other words, he lends them the money. So then you don't have to give a kalban to the half a shekel. The im shekel al yod val yad chavedei, but if he gives a full shekel, so that half goes for him and half for his friend, so he lends to his friend, chayiv bekalban echad, so then he has to give one kalban for himself. Rameir says, shnei kalbonos, he has to give two kalbonos, one for him, one for his friend. Hanoit sen sela v'noitel shekel, if he gives a sela to Hegdish, and he takes exchange, he takes a half a shekel, chayiv shnei kalbonos, then he has to give two kalbonos. The Bar Tanura. So what is this kalbon? Says the Bar Tanura, those who obligated by kalbon, it's kalbun. It's made up two words, kalbun, which means davar kal, something light, umuet, and little. Shemoisifin al machzis a shekel, that you add onto the half a shekel, lachria beineim, to settle amongst them, amongst the exchanger and the one who's exchanged. The Mishnah said, if one gives a shekel for a koyin, for a woman, for an eved, for a cotton, who are really exempt, then he's exempt, he's potter, from giving the kalbon. For example, shehil v'lehem, that he's lending them, the kiv and the peturin hein, since they are exempt, lo mechayvi bekalbon, they are not obligated in the kalbon. V'im lo hil v'lehem, but if he is not lending them, elo shepereya bishvilom, but he is paying for them, afilu shekel bishvil bar chiyuva, even if he's giving it for somebody who has to give a machzis shekel, potur min hakalbon, he'd still be exempt from the kalbon, kidl kamon, as we see later on. That when you pay, then you don't give the kalbon. Because the Mishnah said, next thing, that im shakal al yodev al yad chavere, if he gives a shekel for himself and his friend. So the Bar Tanura says, Kshilvo Mairi is talking also that he's lending his friend. Vishoikil Shekel Sholem, and he gives a whole shekel, Machza Shekel Bishvili, one half a shekel for himself, Machza Shekel, and the half a shekel, Shemavel Chaveri, that he's lending to his friend, Chayiv Kalbon Echad, he's only obligated one Kalbon. The Savar Hanaisen, because the one who's giving things that machza shekel akotzuv betoira, no, the savar, because he holds, this opinion holds, anois machza shekel akotzuv betoira, one who gives half a shekel which is decided in the Torah, which has been designated and set up the amount of Torah put him in a kalbon, he would be exempt from the kalbon. The cause of zayitnu, because as this you should give, because zayitnu v'lo yeser, this should give and not more. So therefore, rubei sheshaklu shekel shalim, so two people that gave together a shekel shalim, ein neishtim ela kalbon echad, so they only have to give one kalbon. Because the one that gave the half a shekel doesn't have to give a kalbon, and it's only this one person that is giving now the shekel shalom has to give the kalbon. And Rameir disagrees, says base kalbonis, you have to give two kalbons. Rameir savar, Rameir holds a shekel machzis a shekel, one who gives a machzis a shekel is already chayv a kalbon, is already has to give a kalbon. Hilkach shnayim sheshaklu shekel shalom, so therefore if they both give the shekel shalom, chayavim base kalbonis, that's that the two kalbonos. Vein halacha k'Rav Meir, halacha is not the K'Rav Meir, but if you give together one shekel, then you have to only give one kalbon. What happens if hanoisin sela, the sela dahainu, that is a shekel sholim, so one who gives a whole shekel, l'shulchani, to the money exchanger who's sitting by the table, shel hegdesh, of Hegdesh, v'noi, tell me menu machtzisoi, shenishar loy mimenu, and he takes back from him the half that is left from it. So even though it says he takes a shekel, he gave a shekel, he's not taking a shekel. Shekel Omer Khan,
what the here when it says he takes the shekel, it means he's taking hayna machza shekel, he's taking back a half a shekel. He gave him a selah, he gave him a shekel, takes back a half a shekel. Noisen base kabbainus. So here he gives him two kabbainus. Baha, in this case, the Tanakama agrees the noisen base kabbainus, that he gives two kabbainus. Echot kalbain, one kalbain he gives lahechre machza a shekel. Straighten out the half a shekel shu neitel min hegdish, because he's taking a half a shekel from the hegdish. You have to add a kalban over there. The echad and one of them the kiv on the loy shaka machzah shekel, since he hasn't given a full half a shekel commercial cost of betoyra is chayv a kalban. So he's chayv a kalban. So he's chayv one for the first half a shekel which he gave in by means of a shekel. And he's chayv another kalbin for the half a shekel that he took back. Mishneh Zayin. Hashoy kelal yidei oni, if he gives the half a shekel for a poor person, or val yidei shcheni, or he gives for his neighbor, or val yidei ben irei, he gives it for a person of his city. In other words, he gives them a gift. Potter, then he doesn't have to give a kalbin. V'im hilvam, but if he lends them, then chayiv, then he has to give a kalbin. Ha'achim v'ashutofim, brothers, which divided their inheritance, and then they became partners. So if they give a whole shekel for both of them for half a shekel, shechayov mekalben, they are obligated to give a kalben. Peturim meiser behema, they are exempt from giving meiser a tithe from their animals, because from animals that are in partnership, you don't give a miser, you don't give a tithe. Ukshechayav miser behema, and when they have to give tithe from their animals, and that is when they did not divide the inheritance, but the father left them all together, so then they remain that way too. So if they give one shekel for both of them as a machzah shekel, p'turim min al-kalbun, they don't have to give the kalbun, because it remains as if the father would give in for them the half a shekel for both of them. There is no kalbun. But kamu kalbun, how much is a kalbun? Ma'o kosef, it's a silver ma'o, which is a 24th part of a shekel. Divra Meir, that's the Pivra Meir. Chomem say chosi, that it's a half of a silver ma'a. This is a 48th, not a full ma'a, but a half of a ma'a, which is a 48th part of a shekel. Says the Bar Tanura, Hashoikel al yidei oni, one who gives a shekel for a poor person, bishvil oni, for someone who is poor. So then we say, or for his neighbor, or for his person in the city, then we say potter. He's exempt from giving a kalban, because he's giving to them as a gift. What happens if ha'achim hashutfim shechayavim bekalban? Brothers who are partners are obligated in the, who are obligated in the kalban. Says the Bar Tanura, achim shem shutofim, brothers that became partners. What does it mean, brothers that became partners? Shecholku, first they divided up their belongings of the Yerusha that they got from the father. V'chozru v'nishtatvu, and then they went back and they became partners. Sh'ozhen chayovim bekalbin, then they are obligated in the kalbin. Kishar shnei anoshim sheshoklu sloim, just as other people who gave the machzah shekel by giving isela, so the chayv bekalbin, but peturin mimaiser behema, they are exempt from giving a tithe from the animal. Kol habehemis hanelodis lohem, all animals that will be born to them, kol yumei shutfos, as long as their partners enim tzrichim la'asadom, they don't have to give tithes from them. The darshinu beperik basad the bechayres, because we learn in these last pas perik in Maseches Bechayres, ye alacha v'lo shel shutfus, that it should be yours, but not in partnership. Umakmin alayk rabbi meiser, and we interpret this pasuk is talking about meiser. V'afagavdu bebechayr k'siv, So even though it's written by Bechayr, we're still saying that this is refers to Meiser, that you're not Chayv Meiser for animals that are born in partnership when it's not Lucha. It says, Ukshachayobin Meiser Behemah. So then, if they are Chayv Bekalbin because they're like regular partners, then they are Potter from Meiser Behemah because they're Potter. Ukshachayobin Meiser Behemah. But if they are obligated to Maisa Behemah, Hainu, and that is, says the Bartanura, Kishaloi Choku, if they had not divided the father's inheritance, Shaos Chayom Maisa. Because then they are obligated to Maisa. Kididar Shinon, as we learn over there, Yochel Afilu Konu Bitfisas Abayis, that if they were acquired this by grabbing holes in the house, they should also be potter, because they're still partners, like partners, but Talmud Leimer Yiyah, no, that it should remain, it should be Mekomok, no, nevertheless, in any event, so they're still going to be Mechuyev Meiser, if it remains like by the father, continue being partners, as opposed to dividing and then becoming partners again. So then, in that case, Peturin Min HaKalbim, then they're exempt from the Kalbim. Because the father's money remains in its established way. Then it's going to be like a father who is giving the shkolim for his sons and for his neighbors, they're going to be potter. So how much is the mo kesef? We have a machlokes here. How much is the kalban? Whether it's a mo kesef according to the mayor. Says the Bartanura, the Mo Kesef would be Echod Me'esrim V'Arboa B'Sela. It's 1/24th of a Sela. Umishkola Shish Eser Seiris. The weight is 16 Seiris. And Chachamim Ma'imrim, the Chachamim says Chatzi. It's a Chatzi Mo'a, says the Bartanura. Echod Mishmoine V'Arboim. It's one of 48 of a Sela, of a Shekel. Mishkala, and the weight is Shemayna Sa'iris, 8 Sa'iris, V'Halacha K'chachomim, the Halacha is the K'chom. This concludes Perek Aleph in Mesechus Shkolim.